everybody. Welcome to episode 160 of Your Overseas Connection. Today is March 20th, 2012, and we are the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That's gaming for the elderly. And I'm your host, Greg DeLacy, and joining me this week, Mr. Mike Chin.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show today.
You are welcome.
No problem, Greg. My gamer tag is Chin Chinny. My PlayStation Network tag, if you want to get me up on there, is Chinny1985. Thanks for
that
having me on,
Greg. That is fantastic,
no
Mike.
Problem, man. Good to be here. Hey, hey.
Ah. Are you pumped?
No.
Are you pumped, Mike?
No. I'm super pumped.
All right. And joining us this week, Mr. Christopher Matthew.
Hello. I'm also excited to be here. This is my excited voice, I promise. My gamer tag is not Chin Chinny, or my PlayStation Network handle is not Chinny1985. It is, in fact, CPM1376 and CP Matthew on PlayStation Network and Steam.
Okay.
And draw something.
And draw something. Wow. Yeah. Taking over your world, is it?
For today, I'll probably be bored of it by tomorrow.
Okay. yeah, well, we're a video game podcast.
We like to talk about video games, Greg DeLacy.
Yeah, we do like to talk about video games. I suppose I should say my gamer tag is Murphy's Law, Murphy's Law 1969 on the old PSN, or I guess it's SEN now. Although, I guess it really still is PlayStation Network, even though it's part of SEN, right? Is that the way it's all going down
now?
You
know what? That whole news thing passed me by, Greg. I still call it the PlayStation Network.
Thanks, Mike.
No problem, Greg.
Hey, a little clean up before we move on to what we're playing. Some of you may have come to know and love Mr. Richard Primrose and enjoy his presence on the show. But recently, due to sleep deprivation, I'm not sure what's going on, but, well, Rich sent me this message, and I figured I should just play it for you guys. It pretty much will explain why he's not on the show right now. Now, this is coming off my cell phone, so... bear with the audio quality. It's not going to be terribly good, but here we go.
Greg, this is Rich. Just an advance message. Just in case I fall asleep later, you can play this back to let everybody know that I'm asleep.
So there we have it. Rich, asleep.
Yep.
Yeah. He did send me this further message, and I suppose we should play this as well.
My word for the day.
That's it. My word for the day.
Good.
Yep.
This is Rich.
Yep. So, yeah. There we go. My word for the day. He actually did have a word in there, but, yeah, due to technology.
Hold on. He sent me the same message, the word for the day one. Oh, yeah. I've still got it. Here we go.
My word for the day is Moki.
Did you get that?
Moki. What is Moki?
I don't know, Greg.
Does anybody know?
If only I had some kind of vast source of knowledge in front of me.
That is crazy to think that you might have something that expansive that you could just look up anything, literally, and just find answers for it.
On Urban Dictionary, Moki is to smoke tobacco mixed with marijuana out of a water pipe.
Okay. This might also explain why he's asleep.
Yes, and those strange messages that we keep getting.
Yeah. All right, well,
oh, shit,
I
dropped the voice. Hey, Greg, what's going on?
Yeah, you can drop the voice if you want, but let's talk about what we've been playing.
What you've been playing? What you've been playing? What you've been playing? What have you been playing?
All right, so what we've been playing... Mike, why don't we go to you first?
No problem, Greg. I played I Am Alive.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not bad for a downloadable title?
I didn't think it was too bad. I think people have been very harsh. Right. Not the best-looking game in the world. And there's problems, you know. There's problems. It's not perfect. I'm not saying it's like the...
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a 10. Right?
It could have used a tad more color. I honestly think if they'd just given it a little bit more color, because they definitely tone it down.
I'd like to see you at the brink of the end of the world and just go, you know what? Stop being so depressed, and you could do with a lick of paint around there we can't afford to eat. But some colours won't go amiss. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Right in your spirits.
Yeah. It could lift you up. Now, I think it's a good game. I think they're trying to bring something different. You know, you got a gun and you only got one bullet or whatever. It is a bit weird, though, because around one corner I gave like a health pack to a dying child. You know, and I felt really, really happy with myself. I helped a human life to live and possibly, you know, have more lives and just embrace life and just go on to have great success.
Well, now, do you know what's behind that game mechanic, by the way?
No, but, well, let me finish my point.
Sure,
so
finish
your point. So, you know, I gave life to somebody. It's a precious, precious, you know, thing to gain from the game. And I walk around the corner and I shoot a woman in the face.
You know, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
So, but I'm a hero wearing one block, and the other one I'm like a mass murderer, which was a bit strange.
Mike, it is survival of the fittest when it is the end of the world. I mean, this definitely, they're trying times. Mm. But no, the game mechanic,
save you're talking about, is that what?
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of ingenious. So when you help somebody, and you choose to help them and give them a health pack, and let's be honest, in this game, any kind of health pack, food, or ammunition you find is a finite resource. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of it. So giving that away to somebody definitely feels like a big decision because you most certainly will need it. And in this game, you only get 3 game saves unless you acquire additional ones. And once you're out of game saves, you're done, you're dead, and you have to start all over again.
Like Mario. You know, you used to get lives in Mario, and then you do a one-up, and
it's kind of like that. But so here, they force you to kind of make a moral decision. When somebody's asking you for help, you can help them and give away that precious resource, but you gain a game save.
Imagine.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was kind of an interesting trade-off.
No, I think it's interesting. I liked it. I think it's a bit, you know, when you kick somebody down like a pit.
Right.
Well, I don't think you're meant to look down that pit because it's not fucking far down, really. the worst that he can do is kind of injure or break a bone. He's not dead, though. So that was a bit weird. You know, I thought it was an okay game. I didn't buy it, but I think I was expecting maybe something a little bit worse like from what I heard.
Right.
And I think other people was expecting a little bit, something a little bit better than what it was. So I think it's purely on expectancy. What I was expecting was it's going to be really hard to get into, and I thought it was fine. I thought it just at the right. It's not coming at the right moment for me, Greg. A lot of games coming out, big games. You know, I'm still going through my backlog.
I totally agree.
So not a great time for me to be playing this game. But on a sale and a dry spell, why not?
That's what I was just going to ask. I mean, if this game was priced at 800 points or less, does it become a much easier decision to maybe pull the trigger?
Maybe, yeah, I think the sale would clip it. I think you and I probably would both get this on the sale.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
If this comes half price, like 600 Microsoft points, yeah, well, me and you would probably pick it up. I don't know about Chris, but I know I've got a feeling you would, and I probably would, so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, what else have you been playing besides I Am Alive?
FIFA Street.
FIFA Street.
Yes.
You don't strike me as a big FIFA person.
You know what? I don't like football. I'll come out and say it. Even though I've just come back from filming for a big football club in the Premier League. But I'm not into football as most British men are. But I like FIFA. As much as I take the piss out of FIFA, because it is kind of like FIFA and Call of Duty. Like the same way Call of Duty and Madden. You know, those kind of people that just only play 2 games and that's it.
Right.
But I like FIFA. I do enjoy FIFA. It's a great social game. Just when you're around your mates or something, you play it. So I think it's quite valuable to be good at because it's quite a sociable game. Even when I was younger, you know, we'd all play FIFA. Or, sorry, Pro Evolution was back. That was the best one back then. But it was kind of, it was good to, I used to play Pro Evolution purely because I would, like, at least stand a chance when I played my mates. Because they was all wicked, that's all they played. So I used to play it, learn it. And I used to play it quite a lot, actually, when I was younger. But I still never really been into football. It's still fun to play. FIFA Street is all about the skill and the, you know, the fancy stuff. But FIFA Street isn't very popular, believe it or not. FIFA Street doesn't sell that well compared to FIFA. And it's basically because it's just a dumbed down FIFA for noobs. And it's about all the flash and glory.
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, like the NFL Streets game didn't do terribly well over here either. I think enthusiasts of those kind of games, or I should say those sports, are going to want the simulation. They're not going to want something stupid, you know, dumbed
absolutely.
Down. And
absolutely. The last FIFA Street went onto this weird caricature art style with it. So basically, there's a footballer called Peter Crouch. He's very tall, like one of the tallest football players. Probably in the world.
How can he be tall if he's crouching?
Lol. Right. So he's very tall, and they made him a very thin, gangly, like kind of like Brink. You know, Brink. They're not quite real looking.
Right.
Like that. And there's another famous footballer, Wayne Rooney, who basically looks like a caveman, and they made him kind of look like a big, you know, caveman. So they made some weird choices in the last FIFA Street. With this FIFA Street, they made it completely, like, you know, looks realistic, and it's all about the realism and stuff. And I really enjoy it. I think it's a lot of fun. You know, I think it's cool to kind of pull off some of the tricks, because it's all about pulling off tricks and kind of, like, you know, shaming the person. You don't just tackle the person in front of you. You don't just want to get the ball past them. You want to, like, humiliate them. You want to keg them. You want to put the ball through their legs or over their head, or like mess around, step over the ball. It's all about that. So, no, I enjoyed it, but I know it's not a very popular opinion amongst FIFA fans. So I like that.
Okay.
I have been playing other things as well, but I can't remember what.
Did you start playing Rage?
Yes, played Rage. So I'm impressed with it. I think it's a good game. But I'm not a massive fan of the kind of aesthetic of it. Maybe I'm a bit kind of wastelanded out, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't like the colour, like yellow and orange. You know, like the kind of sandy stuff?
Right.
That puts me off, I think. And in Borderlands, I let it go because it was different.
Right, but this feels like
more of a
Borderlands.
more of a barrier in this. Because, you know, Borderlands has kind of got gimmicks around it. For example, the looting, right. The sense of humour, the co-op. You know what I mean? There's more there. Mm-hmm. But with Rage, I don't really get that. It's just a very, like, I mean, it's a good shooter. Very good. Graphically, like, you know, what they've achieved is very impressive. The missions are fun. The AI is really cool. Moves really well. Really clever. The voices and the kind of art style of the AI, like the British people, for example, or the, you know, that kind of offends me a little bit, because it's like, oh, okay.
The British are the source of all evil, right?
But why would they gather in a post-apocalyptic world in America? Oh, forget it. Right. it makes no sense, is what I'm saying. But it's very good. I'm impressed. Everything feels great in there. But it's just a bit bland for me. You know, like, I'm going to continue playing it. I'm still having fun with it, but it's not like I'm not gonna look back and go, that was one of the best shooters I've ever played. Maybe I'll change my mind, but I don't feel like that right now.
You're probably seeing why it didn't get nominated for Game of the Year. It got some good marks, but not anything.
It's very forgettable. There's nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does everything right, but nothing outstanding. Marines, you know, and. I don't know. It's very forgettable. Very forgettable.
Now,
but we'll see.
The voice
I'm
actor.
Only...
The voice.
Yeah. Sorry.
Are you familiar with? Sorry. Are you familiar with John Goodman?
Yes, the big guy.
Okay. Right. So, when you first heard the character in the game, I mean, did you have that disconnect with the voice and the character's face?
A little bit.
To me, every time I heard him talk, I just was like, "That's not who this."
That's John
you're
Goodman.
You're not that person. Yeah.
He was in what was it? What was that sitcom that he was in all the while? The fat woman.
Wasn't he in Roseanne?
Roseanne, there you go.
Yeah.
And he was the dad in The Borrowers. So, he was. Yeah, I did have a bit of a disconnect there, but I think with any famous people you get, and you always get a bit of disconnect, which I think, I remember listening to, you know, Ken Levine's podcast.
Right.
What is it? Irrational. And then he was talking about kind of getting, he doesn't like getting famous people in for games. And I think that's probably like a smart move because, for example, to flip it the other way, right? Have you ever seen The Mist, Greg or Chris?
The Mist?
The Mist.
No.
So it's a film based on the Stephen King short story. Basically, there's a mist. There's fucked up things in the mist. Don't go in the mist. And the film takes place in a very small...
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Not a bad film. Quite a good film, actually. But the guy, one of the guys in there is the main character of Star Wars The Force Unleashed. The guy in Star Wars The Force Unleashed is modelled on a real actor, right?
Right.
And
yeah,
obviously,
he was in Battlestar Galactica.
There you go. He looks exactly like him. You know, they did a great job in Unleashed making that character look like the real person, all right? And when I was watching The Mist, I could not get over that. You know what I mean? I couldn't get over the fact that he was the Unleashed guy. He was Starfighter or whatever it was in Unleashed. And that kind of affected the film for me. And so to bring it back to games, yeah, you know, you hear the actor, not the character. So I think they should... I mean, there's plenty of good voice actors out there they can use.
Right.
They just needed a name. Well, they didn't need a name. They wanted a name, which is a bit of a silly thing, right?
Yeah. I guess for me, I think good actors can kind of get past that. It's the one-dimensional actors that have a harder time. And John Goodman, his biggest misstep, or it's not really a misstep on his part, but his voice is just so recognizable that... I think it's very difficult for him to not be just,
yeah,
you know, kind of typecast.
You used to see a big guy, I suppose.
Right,
you know?
Right. It's the physique, honestly. If they had made that character a big, rotundus kind of guy,
yeah,
I think I would have had a much easier time with hearing John Goodman's
maybe
voice coming out of him.
But I was thinking of other famous people in games, and like I remember Matthew Perry from Friends is in New Vegas. Now, I haven't played New Vegas.
Right.
But the reason why he's in New Vegas is because the people from Bethesda heard that he loved Fallout. He actually injured his own hand playing Fallout 3. And Bethesda heard this and went, do you want to be in the other Fallout? And he was like, of course I do. And I like the fact that he's in it because he loves the game. That's a great, you know, little thing. And I enjoy that because it's nice that when, you know, a celebrity like loves gaming, they genuinely love, you know, playing the game. Chris, I don't know if you knew that he was in the game, but you played New Vegas.
You know, I knew he was in the game, but I don't recall who he was.
I think he's like a broker or a salesman or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, well, you know, obviously he wasn't too much of a Chandler-type character then that Chris noticed, because I'm sure you wouldn't notice if he was Chandler or something.
Well, whatever he was doing, he wasn't using the typical Matthew Perry kind of goofy comedy voice that you're used to hearing. So, you know what I'm saying?
I suppose that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. So I was just wondering, you know, are there other famous people in games? I don't know if you can think of any great.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can think of a few. I mean, Martin Sheen in Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah.
Plays the elusive man.
He kind of looks like Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
Right.
They did a good job making the elusive man look like a young Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
But on top of it, every time I see him in game, I'm not thinking Martin Sheen.
No.
I'm thinking the elusive man.
Yeah. Well, he's a great actor, and he can sort of transform his voice and his dialect to fit that character.
No, and I agree, and that's kind of what I was getting at before, is I think the really good actors can probably pull off, you know, even though they might be very famous, they can pull off doing some of the voice acting stuff.
Well, I wonder if I haven't played it yet, obviously, I don't know, but I wonder if Jessica Chalbot nails it or not.
No. And the problem is they made the character look exactly like Jessica Chobot.
Oh, yeah.
They may as well call
you got
it Jessica Chobot.
Yeah.
Well, Liam Neeson in Elder Scrolls 4
or excuse me, Patrick Stewart in Elder Scrolls 4, Liam Neeson in Fallout 3. Mm-hmm. Both of them provided voice acting there.
Who plays the commander, the admiral in Mass Effect?
That's Keith David, who also provides the voice of the Arbiter in the Halo series.
Yeah,
yes.
He was in Platoon.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah. Again, very recognizable voice, but he's good.
He's good,
and he can tailor it to the role he's playing. Mm. So, but. Anyway, anything else, Mike?
I played that tower defense game. What's that game called?
That tower defense game. Defense Force.
No, it's a new one. It's like
Defense Force Play.
Hold on,
Plants vs. Zombies.
No.
Oh no, it's the very very new. It came out I think last week with same week as Shoot Many Robots came out, where you kind of take sides. You're building up tower defenses, but you're also sending forth
there
an army.
There you go. It's called. Yeah. Defenders of Ardania.
Yes, I heard it takes forever.
It is shite.
Okay, and shite.
Because it's sending out troops isn't that fun. Because all you're doing is spamming the A button and then pressing X. I, X. That's it. It's stupid.
Okay.
Applying Nexus.
Yeah.
Nope.
that's how I feel about it.
Yep, yeah, that game's shit. I played Gotham City Impostors, but I couldn't get past the menus because it wanted me to download DLC to try the trial.
Interesting. Okay.
So I couldn't play it.
Huh.
I played Tiger Woods 2013.
Okay. A little golf. Not again, a game I would see you playing.
I enjoy golf. I play golf in real life.
I did not know this.
Yeah, I do.
I'll have to go get a tea time this weekend.
Do you play golf?
I love playing golf.
When I come to American, Greg, me and you will play some holes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a golf game, so get over that.
That's a golf game, man. It's a pretty accurate description.
There's all you do. I mean, you can kind of alter your stance now. That's what they've included. Big whoop.
I did download the demo. I am curious to try out the Kinect stuff with it, but I just haven't got around to doing it yet.
It's a golf game. I'll rent it if I had the time, but I'd rather be playing like a... You know, sports games are a bit hard to rent because they can last forever.
Right.
So if I'm kind of like, just feel like a sports game, I'll rent one, but really I'm not too fussed. And I played Half-Life 2.
Okay.
So I want to talk about Half-Life 2.
Staying current, yes. All right, well, at this point, I have some exciting news.
Primrose.
He woke up.
Dun, 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 dun.
So we're going to pull him in right now, and he'll make some excuses as to why he fell asleep, and then we'll jump into what we've been playing with Mr. Christopher Matthew. So give us two shakes of a stick. Be right back.
Booyah.
All right, and as promised, Mr. Richard Primrose now on the show.
All right.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, good morning. You're right. What's going on then?
It's good.
What are we doing at the minute?
Well, at the minute, we're just about to start talking about what Mr. Matthew has been playing. But I thought it might be worth, I don't know, for comedic sake, to have you explain what Moki is. Because we had to look it up ourselves. Your word for the day.
Urban Dictionary, Moki means to smoke tobacco mixed with marijuana out of a water pipe. And in context, if you want to hear it, let's go snap smoke. Moki's down the creek.
Oh, that's not the way we use it around these parts.
Because we thought that might actually explain why you might have actually
sent that
decided
message
to fall asleep. Yeah.
I like your definition of it better than mine. Mine's just a greeting for somebody, you know.
All right, Moki.
Yeah, we should move on.
All right, let's jump into Mr. Matthew. What have you been playing?
I've been playing games.
That's great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Helpful.
Would you like to enlighten us as to what games you have been playing?
Of course, I've been playing Forza Motorsport 4 because that's what I do.
Tick.
Say again?
I said tick. you know, I'm ticking off your list. That
you're ticking off my list. Okay, fine.
Yep.
Yes, I've got that.
What?
I bought it at the weekend.
Okay, good. Bioshock 2. I played that for about 15 minutes.
Guess I'm not talking about that one then, eh?
Go ahead, Rich.
No, that's it. You carry on, mate.
Rich, one second. Rich, are you coming live from, like, a large hall?
I'm in a different room, yeah. I'm in the dining room.
Very big room.
A big, expansive room, no carpet.
No carpet.
I think a jail cell.
Sounds like you're in a stadium.
Let's rattle these bars a bit. There you go. Can't get out. Yeah.
That's good. It's good that you can't get out.
All right, continue on, Mr. Matthew.
Should we just start again?
We'll just move on to Halo Reach. Let's talk some Halo Reach, the game that I can't play with you.
Yeah, well, that I don't know what's up with that. Let me just say this about Bioshock 2. Meh. Okay, Halo Reach. It sucks, Greg, that you don't have your copy yet because I finished it last night and I probably won't be playing it very much anymore.
Ha!
In the future.
Well, at least you're not going to be sending me invites to a game that I can't play anymore.
At least I won't be spamming you invites to a game that you can't play anymore. So that's true. I finished Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning over the weekend.
Really?
Just in time for a new DLC to come out?
Just in time for a new DLC. So I downloaded the DLC, but I'm going to wait to start it because apparently there's some kind of issue with the achievements. They haven't been properly added yet, and so if you unlock them, you'll have to unlock them again or some weirdness. So I'm like, you know what? I'll let them sort that out before I start playing.
Probably smart.
Yeah. Let's see. Did I mention last week that I'd finished Mass Effect 3?
No.
You did mention you had finished the proper game, but have you now completed everything?
No, I'm still in the same status, just playing the multiplayer, having fun, racking up kills. So that's good. Yeah. And then the final game on my list is I jumped on with Shinyverse today in Battlefield 3, and I've just got to say one thing to EA, and that's screw you. They've changed the servers. So now, rather than being able to go into the server list and say, I want to play Conquest, put me on a Conquest server, you might get a Conquest game the first time. And then the next game will be Rush. And then maybe the next game after that will be Rush again. And then you'll go back to Conquest. And then Rush and Conquest and Rush and Rush and Conquest.
Did they at least get rid of Rush Assault?
No, Conquest Assault is still there as well.
Conquest Assault?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So, yeah. Screw that. If I want to play Rush, I'll go to a Rush server.
Yeah, why would they do that?
Because they're idiots. So I was on the fence.
Question asked and answered.
Say again?
I said question asked and answered.
Yeah. So I was
a great multiplayer franchise. Now go fuck it up.
I've just decided that I'm not getting the new DLC. I wasn't that interested in it to begin with because it's close quarters, kind of taken away from what Battlefield is, in my opinion. You know, it sounds like they're just going to release four new maps very similar to Operation Metro, which I hate. So I was like, nope, not going to get. So now that they've messed up the servers, I'm definitely not getting it. Because they, in my opinion, broke the game.
Whoops. Now, I'm going to throw one thing out there, and this is regarding the DLC. I started to kind of come around on the DLC, the thought of the DLC, because while I agree with you that they kind of took away from what Battlefield was about, which is vehicle combat and kind of bigger battles.
It's not vehicle combat. It's the big open maps.
Right.
You know, kind of a slower pace. If you're getting worked in one area, it's possible to regroup and go elsewhere and reestablish yourself, you know?
No, I totally agree. But what I was going to say is the one thing that had me a little bit excited for this was that, at least from the videos I was seeing, it definitely felt like we were kind of returning to a little bit of what I loved about Battlefield Bad Company when it first came out, which was you could blow a hole through a wall to make a new entrance for yourself somewhere. There seemed like there's a lot more destructibility in the environment, which I think lends itself to some very fun gameplay.
Yeah, there is that. I mean, the only map,
I mean, that's why I hated Metro, because Metro literally took vehicles away, it took open environments away, and it put you inside a place where nothing was destructible.
Yeah. No,
possibly their worst map they ever made.
Yeah. Anyway, that's me.
All right. Okay. All right, let's get me out of the way, which it's a real simple list for me. Mass Effect 3 and Modern Warfare 3. Just mostly Mass Effect 3, to be perfectly honest. That has been the vast majority of what I've been playing, both single player and then getting into the multiplayer when I can. I'm probably into the last quarter of the game now. I do have some small gripes with kind of mechanics and the way they've handled some things. Overall, I would say this ranks up with, it might be my favorite out of the three. I really have enjoyed the way the story has been unfolding. I do take issue with the way side quests are handled. I think the entire way, the way they did the journal, the way the side quests actually go into your journal and you discover them, all just feels like it was an afterthought. So that has kind of been a little bit of a disappointment, especially when you have to go back in and try and get to, a certain side quest that you've got the item for. Now you got to go back and try and find out where to drop it off. You have no idea who you saw to begin with to get it from, because you just pick these things up randomly as you're walking by people.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's one thing. It's not immediately apparent from the tutorial, but if you have the item that you need, it'll say return it to the person on the Presidium Commons, right? So if you go to the Citadel and open up your map and thumb over to the Presidium Commons,
right,
their name will be there. And then you can go talk to them. If you've already talked to them, or if you can't talk to them at that moment in time, their name won't be there.
Right.
So it's not great, but
it's not great. It's not the worst system in the world. I will concede that, but it certainly is not the best. And there definitely is no progression indicator in terms of the quests, I shouldn't say there's really probably no need for that, because most of the quests seem like you go and you get whatever item and that's it. There's not usually a multi-part to a quest.
Yeah, just a fetch quest.
Yeah. Outside of that, I honestly don't have too many gripes about the game. It really looks and sounds great. The story's been fantastic. I actually have been impressed by the quote unquote tender or very dramatic moments, because I think that unlike other games where, say, like Gears of War 2 or not so much 3, but Gears of War 2, where they kind of shoehorned in that one serious dramatic moment. In Mass Effect 3, there's a series, or there's multiple dramatic moments that happen in this game. And I think because they're sprinkled throughout the game, it kind of validates the other dramatic moments. Where I know when we first got the demo out, a lot of people kind of were like, oh, you know, they did the little kid moment, and, you know, they dramatized that. But in the overall scope of the game, it fits nicely. Whereas in Gears of War 2, when you had that moment, you know, when you had to take care of Dom's wife, it just felt very kind of out of the place. Or out of place, not out of the place, but out of place. But anyway, so I don't want to dwell on that. I like the story. I know a lot of people complained about having to do a lot of disc swapping. I have to admit, I've only disc swapped once, and that was right after I started up the game, probably about an hour into it, and kind of got myself into the main part of the game, or the meat of the game. I put in disc 2, and I have not gone back to disc 1 once. I don't know if you had the same experience, Chris.
No, I had to swap discs a lot. It seemed to me like every time I did a side quest, I had to go to disc 2, and then for the main quest, I had to go back to disc 1.
So I'm wondering, did you install disc 2?
Yep.
Huh. I don't get it. Because, I mean, I've been chugging along, and maybe it's because I haven't really gone into a lot of – maybe it's just because I've been covering a lot of side quests. I thought these were all main quests, but maybe they're not. I don't know. I suppose I'll find out. But, yeah, I haven't had to go back to disc 1 once since I started it up, and I've put a lot of time into it. All right. Anyway, Mr. Primrose.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what you've been playing.
I played Half-Life 2 briefly, and you dragged me off and played lots of hours of multiplayer Modern Warfare 3.
By the way, your opinion of Half-Life 2 is ridiculous.
You've said that before. Done that. I'm not doing Half-Life this week. Finished. Done.
Been there.
Yeah,
been there.
Been there, done that. Yeah, Modern Warfare 3 with Gregors and his mate. That was good.
Good times.
That was good. Good to get on the multiplayer for once and have a blast. So, yeah, that was fun. And, like I say, picked up Forza 4 like that. Not saying much about it because it's been covered enough. Apart from saying, when you do the, is it the Vista mode with Kinect?
Yes.
Anybody that lets a drunken person walk around them expensive cars, which is what you do when you're walking around them cars with that holdy handy walk around the car malarkey, they're mad. They shouldn't let people walk around cars like that. It's like you're pissed. It really is.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was not the best use of Kinect.
The camera angle when you're getting in the car as well, and it's got nothing to do with the way your body's held. It's just like they're trying to put the motion of you getting into a car, but it's as if you're getting into a taxi drunk and getting out of a taxi drunk. It's just you don't fall over, which I normally would do. But yeah, that's all I've got to say about that. But yeah, Forza 4, enjoying it. Like that. Picked it up in the big old panic sale by game. Great as well, because you don't need no codes for that. No passes. Brilliant.
Love yes.
More Mass Effect, the first one. Catch it up with everybody else. Enjoying that. I'm trying to get Mike's mantle for playing the oldest game possible. And... yeah, the only thing new or recent that I've played, really, is Infinity Blade 2 on the old iPad. That is definitely the best-looking game I've seen up to yet, but I've only had a brief look at it, so I'm not going to go too in-depth about it because I'm still getting used to the tactics on it. And, I was on the BBC iPlayer today.
Oh, that's right. Which came out on the 360.
Did it?
Yeah. Well impressed with that.
No, that's good news.
Definitely. Well worth it. It's nice that you got the choice of HD or normal definition as well. Yeah, so that was it for me.
Okay. Well, I suppose at this point we can jump into some new releases.
Da-da-da-da.
All right, so new releases this week on the Wii. Nothing.
Oh.
Nada. Zip. Zilch.
You should record yourself saying that so you just play it every week.
I know. It really is. It's becoming such a common thing. 3DS, though. Kid Icarus Uprising. Yeah. Okay. Nobody cares about that.
Is that a game worth getting for the kids?
Nope.
I couldn't tell you.
I've got no experience of the previous Icarus incarnations.
I mean, my first guess would be sure, because it's Kid Icarus, but that doesn't mean anything. Let's be honest. All right, PS3, moving on. Armored Core 5 comes out this week. It's a mech game, and guess what? I'm not interested in it.
What
I know.
The...
crazy. Dirt 3 Complete Edition comes out this week. Ninja Gaiden 3 Hack and Slash Fest. Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City. And Silent Hill HD Collection out this week. PSN games. Rayman 3 Hoodlum Havoc HD. And Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine. As well as Warriors Orochi? Orokai? I never knew how to say that. But yeah, it's out. PSN. Some minis, SAR, Search and Rescue, and demos this week. Birds of Steel, Rayman 3 HD, and Under Siege. And little Kingdoms of Amalur, The Legend of Kai DLC. Now you excited for that. PSP Vita, nothing retail shelves this week, but there is a PSN game. I swear to God, they just do this to me to piss me off. Summon I? Demon Arts, I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Easy for you to say.
Exactly. And SAR Search and Rescue is available on the minis. Xbox 360 this week, Armored Core 5, Dirt 3 Complete Edition, Kinect Rush, a Disney Pixar adventure, Phantom Breaker Special Edition. I don't even know what the hell Phantom Breaker is, so how can it be a special edition? Ninja Gaiden 3 and Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City. Xbox Live Arcade this week is going to be Rayman 3, Hoodlum Havoc HD, and Sin Mora. Interested in either of those. And then demos this week, Birds of Steel and Rayman 3 HD. DLC this week, you've got Kingdoms of Amalur, The Legend of Kai, and Modern Warfare 3, the first official map pack content collection number one, comes out this week, and that's four multiplayer maps and two Spec Ops maps for 1,200 Microsoft points. So, it is, of course, already in your hands if you're an Elite member, but if you're excited for that, go out and grab it. And that's it for new releases, guys.
Wow.
Very good.
Wow.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, so it's news quiz time, guys. Now, we have a...
News quiz time.
That was good. I should record that. If only there was a way to record what we're talking about.
We could make a podcast.
If only it was the 21st century.
But we're going to do the news quiz. And then after that, exciting, 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 Rich has another game for us to play.
Don't blame it on me.
I'm totally blaming this on you. Dude, you are going down with this one.
This is on you.
Yeah. All right, so news quiz first and foremost. Let's jump into it. Who should I start this one? I'm going to go with Mr. Matthew first. Yeah, Mr. Matthew, okay. Apple's new powerful iPad launched this past week. How well did it do in its opening weekend? Was it A, 1.5 million units sold, B, 2.6 million units sold, or C, 3 million units sold?
Given that Apple's stock is now trading at just over $600 a share, I'm going to go with 3 million units sold. I have no idea if there's any correlation there.
There is indeed a correlation, yes. Apple's iPad 3 sold over 3 million units since going on sale since last Friday. That's crazy numbers. Yeah,
that's almost 4 million, which is almost 8 million, which is basically million.
Let's just put it this way. 20 million.
Yeah.
All those people saying that the iPad wouldn't have any kind of effect on handhelds, well, the Vita has managed to just hit 1.2 million, and that's after having launched in the States, Europe, and Japan. So,
hey, guys, we hit 1.... And then Apple's in the corner going... 1.6 million? We did that in the first hour, dude.
Those are pre-orders, man. What's up?
Yeah, putting it in more perspective, the 3DS hit 4.5 million in the United States after its first birthday. So 1 year in, it hit 4.5 million. So, yeah, Apple doing some things right there.
So when did you release the Vita, PlayStation? Oh, a couple months back. Months? Not hours? Months?
Yep. Yeah. All right, Rich.
Yeah.
What retro game is making its debut on Xbox Live Arcade with Kinect controls?
Oh,
is it A,
my God.
Gunfighter, B, Space Ace, or C, Dragon's Lair?
Dragon's Lair. Oh, my God. That'd be terrible.
And your choice is?
I'm going to go for that. because it sounds stupid enough to be done.
And you would be correct. It is, in fact, Dragon's Lair. You'll be able to respond to on-screen prompts with the correct motion. Examples that are shown on the screen, jumping away from the crumbling floor, reaching up to grab the rope. There you go. And the dog loves it.
You get to, we have to jump past the biting dog. That game was...
That game was hard.
That game was hard enough as it was with regular controls. I'm trying to imagine it with Kinect controls and a stupid dog.
It was. I can remember going into arcade, and over the space of probably a month and a half, I kept going up to it, putting money in it, and dying really quick, and going, fuck, I'm never going on it again. And then you come back, oh, I'll have one go.
I hated Dragon's Lair, but I loved Space Ace, just for the record. Yeah. Same kind of game, just different setting. Alright, Mike.
Yo.
What Rockstar game is coming to OnLive with touch controls? Is it A, L.A. Noire, B, GTA 4, or C, Red Dead Redemption?
I don't know, but I'll go with L.A. Noire.
Look at you guys are on fire. Yes, L.A. Noire indeed, coming to OnLive and be available on the mobile app. You can play by directly swiping across the screen rather than using the virtual buttons.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mr. Matthew, this one,
mm-hmm.
I'm most certain you'll know the answer to. Which of these EA games is not part of the latest wave of EA server shutdowns? A, MMA, B, Burnout Paradise City, or C, EA Sports Active 2.0.
EA.
I'm pretty sure the other two are, so I'm going to go with C.
Actually, no. Burnout Paradise City is not part of the shutdowns. MMA and EA Sports Active 2.0 are, in fact, part of the shutdown.
You filthy swine! I will kill you!
See, I knew the MMA one was, because that was one of the ones with the online pass,
right.
And people are just in a fervor.
Well, you know, it's kind of justified. It's only been out, 18 months? And the same could be held, say, for EA Sports Active 2.0.
No. I agree with people being mad about that. I mean, if they had to pay $10 for server maintenance, then it's Burnout Revenge that's being shut down, not Burnout Paradise.
Exactly.
Damn it. I'll get you next time, Gadget. I don't know.
So
I agree.
Full list.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I'll go through the full list of online games that are being shut down as of April 13th. It's Boom Blocks Party, Bash Party on the Wii, Burnout Revenge on the Xbox 360, EA Create for PC, PlayStation 3, and 360, EA Sports Active 2.0 for everything under the sun, EA Sports Active NFL Training Camp for the Wii, FIFA 10 for the PlayStation Portable and Wii, The Godfather 2, and MMA, Need for Speed Pro Street, and The Saboteur. Remember, we all loved that game.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And last but not least, Spare Parts. Just Spare Parts.
Perfect.
That game, yeah, that game
that.
Everybody played. But yeah, so EA shutting down games, and this is my one gripe about dedicated server games. When companies like this shut down and they shut down the servers, you have no ability to do anything. I mean, whenever they decide to shut down, say, Battlefield 1943, that's it. You're not going to be able to do even private games.
Nope. Game's gone.
Because everything ran through their server.
Yep. Well, you know, it's pros and cons, isn't it? You know, dedicated servers, better connection, but they eventually will die. So.
Yeah. Sad times. All right. Mr. Primrose, I believe you are up next. So, recently, David Dennis, spokesperson for Microsoft, commented on the future of Xbox, as in the next Xbox, and their planning. Now, what was his official stance on this topic? Is it A, we are not prepared to talk about any new technology at the moment and are focused on 2012? B, they gave the standard, we don't comment on rumor and speculation. Or C, there will be no talk of new Xbox hardware at E3 or anytime soon.
I'll go for the first one.
Yeah, unfortunately, you are wrong. It was, in fact, C. There will be no new talk of an Xbox hardware at E3.
Thank God.
Boo, Mr. Dennis. So, boo.
Yeah, no. Crushing many, many fanboys' expectations of hardware announcements at E3 for Xbox.
I don't care.
I was thinking about it the other day, and I believe there's a method beyond that anyway, because they've got other things to be putting the spotlight on this year, namely Windows 8. So I don't think we'll hear anything until next year.
Windows 8 is supposed to be finalized, what, in the beginning of fall?
Mm.
So you've got that. And, you know, we do know there's, you know, Halo 4, which is the big title for the 360 this year.
And it's pushed that out as well, yeah.
And let's be honest, I know Sony announced the PlayStation 3 a full year ahead of time, but I'm not sure, you know, that's helping the Wii U at this point, having been announced so far in advance. And I don't necessarily know that it helped PlayStation 3 all that much being announced so far in advance. So maybe it is just a smarter move to play it close to the vest and announce it the same year it's coming out.
Yeah, they're taking a leaf out of Apple, aren't they? They talk about it, it's out the next day.
I like it.
No,
I could be okay with that.
Yeah, all successful consoles do that. Like the Sega Saturn. I mean, that did fantastically well. Sorry,
touché.
What? Sorry,
touché.
Oh, it did.
All right, Mike.
It didn't do well. What?
All right, Mike.
What?
Here is the last quiz question.
Quiz question.
And this, I don't know if you're gonna know this one or not, but which of these sites are now offering refunds for dissatisfied Mass Effect 3 customers? Is it A, Amazon, B, Steam, or C, Origin? Angry Mass Effect 3 fans, not happy with their game, getting actual refunds even though they already had the game and played it.
Origin.
I'll give you a partial on that, because it's Origin and Amazon.
You motherfucker.
Both sites giving full refunds, even if the game has been opened.
I'm off to get a copy
in the
from
US,
there.
Yeah, which in the US is pretty much an uncommon occurrence.
Time of year, if you open it, that's it. Tough shit. Yeah.
And this is all over the fervor over the disappointment of the Mass Effect 3 ending, which, I don't know, from what I've been hearing, there's nothing to be upset about.
We're not going into the ending, don't worry.
They refunded it because of the ending.
Well, yeah, apparently people are pissed off, unhappy with the game. And so,
so at that point then, if they do that, I could complain about any game. But, like, you know, if they do it to Mass Effect, it's like, well, I wasn't really satisfied with the ending in Gotham City Imposters, so I want to...
Now, I will say this, Mike. You yourself complaining about that, probably not going to get anywhere. But apparently there's been a fairly significant upswell on this whole dissatisfaction.
If I start a petition and say...
What were the two websites again? Amazon and Origin?
Amazon and Origin.
Well, so even if I liked the game, I could just tell them I didn't and get my $80 back?
Apparently.
Doing that right now. What are you talking about? Dear Amazon, I hate this game.
Yeah, and the only reason why Steam isn't on that list is because Steam doesn't have it.
It sells out on Origin.
Exactly. All right, so enough of the news quiz. Let's move over to this new little segment.
What is this new segment, Greg?
Well, it's a game. It's a quiz game, kind of.
Okay.
I don't know, we call it Guess That Xbox Game?
Guess That Xbox Game.
For the listeners, Rich, you came up with this idea. You can speak up any time now and claim ownership.
we'll see how it goes. We'll do that in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, so that Xbox game.
Yeah, and if this does not go well, this
it's
will
already
be cut
going
out.
Pretty badly, to be honest.
It is pretty much. No, each of us has a game case in our hands.
Yep.
Nobody else knows what that game is.
Nope.
And I guess, Rich, we're supposed to give clues?
No, you've got to ask questions. Like,
we're going to go around the table. Somebody's going to have their game. Yeah?
Yep.
We're going to go around the table.
I'm pulling up my forehead right now.
Each other person has two questions each, and at the end of them two questions each, we've got to get our heads together and guess what that person has in their hands. We will get extra points for guessing where that case is at that current time. So if you want to hide it about your person or in any crevice you feel fit, then
I'm not comfortable with the second half of the game. Let's just stick with the guessing of pictures.
The rules have changed slightly.
The bonus offering is I'm not sure it's appreciated at this point, Rich.
It was a lie. I was
something
joking.
Wrong with you. Something wrong with you.
Why don't we first we'll fire up Rich. We'll guess your game first. How's that? Does that work?
You can try.
I can try, absolutely. So we each get two questions.
Yep.
We'll go around the table. I'll go first for lack of actually having
can
the
I
table.
Just, can I just say, one question you can't ask is, has it got a green box? Okay.
Well, duh.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Is it... published by Microsoft?
No.
Okay. Does it have online multiplayer?
No. Next person.
Okay, I'll go. What do the words say on the box?
I don't know, Mike, because I'm dyslexic.
Ah.
That's good.
That's funny. Okay. Is it an 18-rated game?
No.
Does the main character feature on the front of the box?
There are no characters on the front of this box.
Oh, my God!
Okay.
Chris,
you're up next.
Let's see... No characters on the front of the box.
Not an 18.
Not an 18 game.
Not published by Microsoft.
Not published by Microsoft. Now, clarification. We did agree we are pulling Xbox games, correct?
Yes, it is an Xbox game.
Okay, just double checking.
Does this game feature better with Kinect or requires Kinect on the cover?
Oh, no.
No.
That was way before this came out. Sorry, that was way Ooh. After this came out. Way after. That's a clue. That's a clue.
It's old.
Old game is old.
No characters.
Yeah.
So.
What was the other question you asked, Greg?
It wasn't published by Microsoft.
Yeah.
Doesn't have multiplayer.
Multiplayer. Okay.
So it's a single player game.
Yeah. With no characters on the front.
No characters on the front.
Does it have a dismembered limb on the front?
It does not have any appendages whatsoever on it.
That eliminates my second guess.
All right. I guess we all should
take,
get
I'm
your
gonna,
heads
I'm gonna,
together.
I'm going to make a guess. I'm going
to
make a guess.
Do you want me to give you a little clue before?
Do we confer and then stick with one, or do we have an individual?
You confer and go for a guess.
Ooh,
so only one guess.
I don't know because.
Rules are stupid.
Well, I don't know. It's up to you guys. One guess each.
We can confer for one guess, and then you can give us a clue.
Okay.
How's that?
We'll do that. One clue, right. And then the final guess.
Okay.
I don't
know.
Clue. Are you going to give us a clue first, or do we make our guess first, Rich? This is excellent podcast at this point.
Terrible.
Yeah.
All right, I will give you a clue. The clue is, on the front of the box, there are four, read 'em and weep, four E3 awards.
Oh, I think I know.
Oh.
Ah, crap. That can't be it.
What was your guess? What was it going to be?
I was going to go with the orange box until he said no multiplayer.
And it's got characters on the front.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
The orange box doesn't have.
Yeah, it does have rare.
It does over there?
Mm.
Oh, the orange box over here was literally an orange box with the Half-Life logo.
Nope.
All right. What was your guess going to be, Chris?
Well, my first guess was Dead Space, but he eliminated that one by saying there's no appendages on the front. It's got a bunch of...
So I thought you was asking about, like, Left 4 Dead.
And let's not forget, it is not an R18 game.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably a teen or E for everybody.
Yeah. Well...
No multiplayer.
It's,
Probably a Halo game, because that's Microsoft.
Yeah, but it doesn't... Again, multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
And Microsoft, it didn't publish it.
Probably Mass Effect, because that's got... it's hard!
Mass Effect Microsoft has people on the front.
And Microsoft published
and
the
Microsoft
first one.
I'm going to say, how about either Viva Pinata or Pinball FX?
Let's go Pinball FX.
Pinball FX is an arcade game. DJ Hero.
We got a case for that.
DJ Hero, sure.
Nope.
DJ Hero, that's our guess.
Nope.
Nah.
All right, what was the game?
Stu will be screaming at the podcast right now. It was...
I don't think Stu knows.
Stu will know. It was Oblivion.
All right.
Oh, that... What? So how come Oblivion isn't on your online game history? that I'm nice. Looking at right now.
Nice.
He hasn't played it yet.
Oh, that's cheating.
All right.
I played it.
Chris, let's move to you. Let's have a go at your game.
Mine will hopefully be a little bit easier. Okay, go ahead.
Rich, why don't you start us off?
Okay. First question. Are there any guns on the front cover?
Yes.
Guns on the front cover. Okay.
Is the setting at night in the image?
That's a shit question. The fact that he's struggling to answer is a shit question.
Well, I can't really tell.
Yeah, that's your answer.
Yeah.
I'll get another question then.
A what?
All right, okay. Are there numerous people on the front cover?
Yes.
Okay, that's mine done then.
Numerous people on the front cover, okay.
Has this game come out this year?
No.
This year is 2012, just for the record, Mike.
Yeah, contrary to what I'm playing. Did it come out last year? I don't know.
Hold on, let me look for the date. No.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, it's got guns in the cover.
Guns in the cover.
He couldn't tell if it was at night or in the daytime.
Couldn't tell.
There are multiple people on the front cover.
Mm-hmm.
It was multiple people, correct? Rich, that was your question?
Yes. Numerous characters.
Okay. Numerous characters. It didn't come out this year or last year.
Great question.
Phenomenal questions, Mike. Thanks.
I can see why people listen to podcasts now.
Yeah, no, totally. This is yeah.
They listen for the latest gaming news.
Guns in the front cover. God, I'm really struggling here.
Go with publishers. Go try and narrow down.
I know. Is this published by EA?
No.
Is it published by Activision?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's definitely not a Call of Duty game.
Well, if you say EA or Activision, I mean, that's like half the games. So.
I know. But
why did you say it's definitely not a Call of Duty game?
Because Chris don't play Call of Duty games.
No,
well,
but
I've played at least
two Call of Duty games.
Have you?
What happened 3 years back? Was it Modern Warfare 2?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't have said that. No, if I remember rightly from the
2010, he's Modern Warfare 2.
No, I think I don't even. I can remember Chris in the forums, and I'm sure he wasn't going to get that.
No, what's Blops? Is Blops what's on the cover of Blops?
Blops that would be is a guy with just like it's at night. Kind of, well, it looks dark, and he's got guns. But that was last year, so it doesn't
No, it wasn't. That was the year before.
Fuck, it wasn't.
Last year was Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah,
I'm going to say Call of Duty Black Ops.
No, you can't guess. It's not going to be a Call of Duty game.
You just said, Greg, that it was Call of Duty Black Ops was last year, and Mike told you it wasn't published last year.
It's got a man on the front, and it's at night. And we know that it's definitely not just one man.
How it was at night. This game sucks.
Actually, the game that I'm holding in my hand is not very good.
Damn it. I think we need a clue at this point.
Yeah.
Did you already use both of your questions?
Yes. We narrowed it down. It's made by Activision.
You could have had a free question here, Greg. What are you playing at?
Published by Activision. I'm trying to think of something that's not going to give it away. But that might actually help.
Yeah, the listeners right now are like, please, give it away.
Just quit. Stop doing this. All right. I'll give you this hint. The game features 24 playable characters that we all know and love.
Oh, it's gonna be one of these tie-in things, isn't it? It's when you was on your Chivo whoring. Must be
24 characters and there's guns. Activision.
Hold on. Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Hold on. Wait. What was Thingy Boy that was like?
Go ahead, Mike.
Transformers.
No, Mike. Mike?
Yeah?
Mike. You sound like bloody Finding Nemo.
You're almost right, Mike.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
There you go.
Ding, ding, ding. Bags! Fucking Jesus.
Disappointing that wasn't that great.
How many, like 24 characters that we all know and love?
It's got Iron Man, Spider-Man, Captain America, Spider-Man, Wolverine.
I didn't love all of them,
Batman?
Okay. Mike, let's go to your game.
All right.
Or next. Chris, start off the questions, please.
Start off the questions with Mike Chin. Does the game feature multiple people or characters on the front page cover?
There are no characters on the front cover, Chris.
No characters on the front cover. Okay.
Nope.
Is there a... Are there vehicles on the front cover?
There are no vehicles on the front cover, Chris.
All right, I've been no help. Moving on.
Well, we know there's no people or vehicles on the front cover. Almost helps. I'm trying to think here. God, what does the cover Rage look like?
I'll give you a clue. It's not Rage.
Damn it. All right. Is it a Microsoft published game?
It is not a Microsoft published game.
Okay.
Microsoft don't do many games. Why don't you do a big publisher?
Who's asking the questions here?
God damn it!
Does it have one...
No, it has no hums in it.
Yes. I'm rethinking my question.
Okay.
It was not a question. Is the main protagonist on the cover?
No. Stupid question because Chris
there aren't any people on the cover, Greg.
You asked if there were multiple people on the cover.
He said there were no, but his answer was there are no people. He provided more information than I asked for. See,
it's possibly a stupid question on my part.
I reckon you could re-ask a question because that was ridiculously stupid. There are no people on the front cover. No vehicles on the front cover.
Is this game? Does it have multiplayer?
No.
Okay. No multiplayer. It's not an Xbox exclusive. There's no people or... Was it guns on the cover? Is that what you asked, Chris, or was it vehicles?
Vehicles. No, he said vehicles.
Cars.
Okay, no cars. Vehicles, yes. Rich.
I think yeah.
I do have a prediction, by the way. This may be the first and last time we play this game.
Well, you should have just done it one game then, shouldn't you? You all jumped the gun and thought it was going to be brilliant.
Yeah, we should have only done one of these.
Yeah, it, possibly better call.
Right,
but
is there any key symbology on the game?
Oh, what a stupid question. Well, I'll just fucking tell you that there's a fucking badge or something on the front cover.
I know what it is.
A what?
Badge? Saints Row the Third.
Yay!
Nice.
That was the first one that I picked up, actually.
Call me stupid. My question got that.
Only because I said there's a bloody badge on the thing. Like some, yeah, is there yeah. symbolism? Well, what you, yeah. we got a symbolism.
No, no.
Semiotics
would like
to let
say,
you know that anything could be interpreted as symbolism.
Like
the color
out,
red could be symbolism. You fuck.
Mike,
what? Sorry, what?
He did not ask you if there was symbolism
I
on the front
symbology.
Cover. Symbology.
Oh, it's all
books. Yeah.
Symbology.
Thank you, Dr. Langdon.
It's all wishy-washy nonsense.
All right, let's get this over with. Last game.
Greg, is it a video game that I care about?
No.
Is it a game where you shoot
Steel
things?
Steel Battalion.
Do you shoot things in the game with a gun?
No.
Okay, there you go. That's my two questions. I'm out.
Rich, why don't you go next?
Okay.
It's not a game Mike cares about. And you do not shoot things with a gun in this game.
Is it a THQ game?
No.
Stupid question.
Shut up, you! Don't tell him off, it'll be Microsoft.
Is there any symbolic imagery on the fucking cover?
Are there any phallic symbols on the front cover?
Phallic symbols on the front cover.
Is it up the colour red? That would be a question.
No, that was not there.
Okay.
Last question. Is it an EA game? Just trying to get the publishers out of the road.
No, it is not an EA game.
So it's not EA, and it's not
HQ. You don't
HQ.
Shoot people in the game with the guns.
There's no shooting with guns.
No, I
There's
don't
no,
care about that.
It's not EA. Is it a sequel?
It's a sports game. Or a racing game?
No, it is not a sequel.
No, it is not a sequel.
I reckon it's a racing game or some shit.
Well, the fact that you had to think about whether it was a sequel or not leads me to believe that it's part of the Elder Scrolls series and perhaps Skyrim?
Is that a question for
No,
me?
Is that the game? That's my guess.
No.
Ah, damn. Okay.
You still have a question to ask.
Yeah, I know. I think I have another question to ask. So there's no shooting. It's not a sequel.
Now, yeah, so
is there no shooting
of people with guns. It's not a sequel.
No,
it's not made
guns.
By EA.
Guns, you see, they put
yeah,
that in.
Yeah. Is it, so there's like swords and spells and wizards and shit?
I mean, there's magics and shit in there.
It's not made by EA and not made by THQ.
Oh,
Bethesda.
Right.
Are there
swords and spells and wizards and things?
There are swords.
Swords.
But no wizards and things.
Swords, but no wizards and things. Dark Oops. Souls.
Nah, we haven't bought that.
No, it is not Dark Souls.
You report like an old woman then, Bruce. She went, yeah, we ain't built that.
All right, then we're going to need a clue, Greg.
All right. It is...
Dark Souls. Where's that? What is that again?
Well, I'm trying to think of a clue that won't totally give it away. So first clue, it involves strategy.
Jeez.
Oh, is it... What about something like... Halo Wars. That type of thing that Greggy likes.
But I care about that game.
Supreme Commander. Something like that.
I'm round tabling, Greg. I'm round tabling okay. here.
Strategy is kind of a loose table term. Tennis. Rockstar table tennis.
And Mike, I suppose you could care about this game.
Oh, you lied to my one-on-one question.
Well, yeah, that's a very tough question to ask.
You know what kind of games I'll give a shit about.
Not really. Because sometimes I think you won't give a shit about the game and you'll like it.
Hmm.
Like an unpredictable fly.
There are spells, but there are no wizards, huh?
No, there's swords. He says swords.
No, swords.
Hmm.
There's no guns where you shoot people.
Dragon Age 2.
Nah.
Would you like to make a guess, Rich? Right.
I'm going to recap.
Please,
so
comment on everybody else's guesses.
It's not made by EA. It's not made by EA.
Not made by THQ.
Yeah.
You do not shoot people with guns. Okay. It is a possible game that Mike would be interested in.
Okay, that's a clue.
It has swords in it, and it involves strategy.
Hmm. Dark Souls. No, I'm sorry.
Never heard
of that. Yeah, no.
And this is one that you guys are probably going to shit on me for this when
I'm probably going to reach through the phone and choke Primrose out for coming up with the ideas.
It's possible. All right, so I'll give you another
reason for me to pass that. Great.
Yeah, the studio that made the game
is dead.
Is now shut down.
It's now shut down.
Yes.
Mm.
Is it Halo Wars? Could it be Halo Wars?
Again, are you guys just throwing names at me?
Yeah, but
or
the shooting as well in that, isn't there, really? I know,
not really, though. You're not controlling a gun.
What about, is it The Outfit? No, that's THQ. Never mind.
The Outfit. Check it out.
So, So you guys are still roundtabling.
Right? Video game.
Command & Conquer's EA. Yes. Battle Stations Midway. No, there's no swords in there.
Oh, yeah, High Levels doesn't have swords. It has energy swords.
It does have energy swords. What about... What about Overlord? Overlord?
Overlord, no. I don't think Greg would own that.
It's on his profile.
Yeah, well, I don't think he would own that.
All right.
That's probably long gone there. Overlord.
All right.
Are you guys... So I know you guys have been roundtabling this. I'm waiting for you to actually like ask me the question, because a lot of names have been thrown out, but nobody said.
Yeah, well, you're not saying yes or no to them, so
all right.
That's all right.
I'm not supposed to until you say.
That's all right. Then.
Is it Civilization Revolution?
Okay, is that you guys are asking me now? Is it Civilization Revolution?
Yes.
No. Yes. Let's just get it over. End War. Tom Clancy's End War.
No.
Just say what it is, Greg. I'm gonna stab someone.
It was Halo Wars.
Oh!
You guys never said this is my guess.
Oh,
Halo.
God.
Yeah, this is
kept round.
Yeah, for not listening to me. See, there you go.
Shut up.
See you later.
All right. That was.
And the reason why you said swords is because energy swords, really.
Energy swords, exactly.
And when
you guys are all, do you shoot people with it? I'm like, well, not technically, because you just order your troops to shoot people. Yeah.
All right.
And as far as it being a game you care about, honestly, I didn't think you cared about it.
I love that game.
Mike was all over Halo Wars.
I was. I love it.
I couldn't remember. I own Halo Wars. I guess, yeah, maybe.
We played each other on it.
I did try to retract that and say it is a game we played each other on, like us three.
We
played all one time.
It was four.
Four of us.
And Greg brought the floor with us.
Oh, yeah.
But the studio being shut down, I thought for sure you guys would pick up on that.
Ensemble. Yep.
I did. Yeah. I did, but nobody listened, Greg.
That's because we thought Greg had already said it was not that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? Edit that whole segment out. Let's move on.
No, I'll keep it.
I will say this. For the future,
we
can play this. Do one game.
One game. What you know we should do is we should have the listeners send us a picture of a game, and then Greg can make the three of us try to ask. I don't care. Do it.
It'd be a great idea.
Why don't we just move on with the show?
And everybody will send the most obscure game possible, and we'll take 5 hours to guess it.
Catherine Russian version.
Now, see, we'll put ourselves on the clock. Everyone gets 30 seconds to ask their, you know, a minute to ask their two questions.
Well, you just get to say as many game names as you can in 30 seconds.
1872. Right. Please don't do that.
This segment officially done.
Wow.
Take the break. We're going to jam through our questions of the week,
questions of
responses,
week. Questions
and
of week.
Oh no, oh no, oh no. Yo, yo, yo. Oh no, you didn't. Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never. Oh no, you didn't. Payback is a coming, you will be running forever. Oh no, you did. Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem. Oh no, you did. I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me. Oh no, you did. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe. First you try to trap me, then you bust a cap in my ass. Oh no, you didn't. Such humiliation will bring annihilation at last. Oh no, you didn't. It will be delicious when I get vicious tomorrow. Oh no, you didn't. There's no second chances, you will do the dance of sorrow. Oh no, you didn't. 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 Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you.
What a fool. Alright, come on.
Oh no, you didn't. Better watch your back, boy, keep running. This ain't just a game, I'll never stop coming. I got my arsenal, I put out the call. And when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be a rag doll.
Fool, try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you didn't.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe.
All right, we are back from the break. I feel tired.
Yeah.
I'm wore out.
That was a tough one.
I'm wore out.
Tough first half, Greg.
It was. In the second half, it's gonna be pretty tough. We got a lot of responses to our questions.
It is tough, you know.
Oh, it is tough work.
Especially when you got me inventing games.
the paychecks we pull in, too. Not exactly worth the effort sometimes, I think.
Yep.
No, of course it is. Come on, who are we kidding? All right, question of the week for show 160 was, with the iPad 3 dropping this past week, and the specs to rival current-gen consoles, you know, we wanted to know if you could remove your favorite gaming box from the shelf and replace it with a tablet, you know, while keeping the gamepad and the large screen, would you? So let's throw this around the table. If your iPad or Android tablet was powerful enough to be a gaming console, play a high-level, next-gen type game, and you could Bluetooth a controller to it,
and hook it up, whether it be, you know, beaming the signal to the TV or hooking it up with a HDMI cable, would that be a potential replacement for you for your current console? Mike?
No.
No?
Because I think kind of like the Xbox and the PS3 offer a little bit more than I think the iPad can in terms of not... I mean, they could rival the games that we have, but I don't think they can really. They might have the specs, but I don't think they could. But, you know, the Xbox is so much more now. It's a social platform, the PS3 included as well. It's a social platform. The iPad doesn't really provide that. We got iPlayer on them, you know, 4OD on them, Netflix on them, and it's comfortable. And the iPads are the whole streaming HDMI signal doesn't fly it for me. I think there'd be some lag, especially if you're doing video, if you're streaming video. I don't know. Doesn't really make it happen. But if games are designed for it, you know, I'm not saying that the games are going to be crap or anything, and it can't handle it. I'm just saying that. I don't think it's going to be a complete replacement, because I think, especially when the next generation of consoles come, they're going to offer so much more than just playing games there. You know, they're a whole entertainment box. So.
Oh, okay. Mr. Matthew, what do you think?
Well, technology is going to get smaller and smaller, as it always does. And I think in the hypothetical world that we're talking about, where you can have a device the size of a tablet PC that can offer the same sound, video, quality, control, response time as a console, then I would absolutely be all over it. You know, I think Mike's right in that we're not there yet. You can't quite fit all that in that small of a box yet. But, you know, in a hypothetical sense, if it were possible, I'd love it, because then you could have all of your games, you could take them with you, right?
Right.
You know, you could play through the mission of Mass Effect at home on your big screen with surround and explosions, and then you got to go get on the bus. Okay, well, now I'll go have all the conversations that I need to have while I'm on the bus, and I don't really need all the surround explosions and things. So, yeah, I think it'd be good.
Okay. Rich, what about you?
I'm more with Chris than I am Mike on this one, definitely. I would say, I'd have to go against what Mike said. I would say that a tablet would be a social platform, because it already is. With regards to the whole idea of being able to put it onto your big screen TV, hell yeah, because it'd be basically undercutting what Nintendo's on about doing with the next platform. Integration with a touchscreen, add that into the mix. Controlling whatever's on your screen and stuff, menus. That'd be great. Yeah, and you've already got the stuff that you've got floating around on your consoles, your Netflix and all of that lot. So what's to say we couldn't have all of that put up on your large screen? And, yeah, the gaming side of it. If you could hook that thing up and then you just carry around the controller in your pocket, yeah, that'd be ace. Toilet, iPad on the floor, discussion, stew, get them emails in. Yeah. Well, good.
Okay. Yeah, no, I guess, I mean, as it stands right now today, no. Yeah, I mean, nothing I've seen from the new iPad would make me, you know, give up my console, even though you've got the epics of the world saying how the new iPad is rivaling what the consoles are currently going to be able to do. I think the experience is decidedly different. But... as we, you know, we're kind of through in that hypothetical kind of curve. Yeah, if that future tablet could deliver what my console delivers, but still have the portability to it, that to me is a win-win. And, you know, I kind of look down the road and I see, you know, Microsoft, if they could just develop a standard and a platform that could be downloaded, and in a sense, kind of your Xbox Live subscription, you know, pays into having that app wherever you want it to be. And maybe you have some DRM code or whatever to tie it into, you know, a specific device, but you could, you know, you could theoretically have your Xbox experience in your console or on your tablet, And to me, that, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But the key for me is I want to have my Xbox experience in that tablet. And, you know, like Mike was saying, we have, it's such a social experience. I've grown up in my gaming, you know, kind of era, if you will. You know, I really didn't get into gaming heavy until the first Xbox came out. And that was really when I took off with gaming. Before that, I dabbled with PC and I dabbled a little bit on PS2, but I found kind of a home with Xbox Live. And I can't see giving that up now. So I would want that community aspect to be there. And if I couldn't have that, then I wouldn't want to go into some other form.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, the actual physics of the box and the actual box that's sat in the corner of your room,
right?
It's probably, you could see that in a few years' time being judged the same way as what we would consider a desktop PC.
Right.
Well, most people, because, you know, I would say that most people I know don't really bother with desktop PCs. They just use a laptop, and even more so now, tablets, isn't it? So all of that sort of thinking's moving on, so why wouldn't it move on with regards to consoles?
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Rich, I'm going to turn over some tweets to you.
Oh, well. Tweets? Yeah, so the tweets that came in, Kangoo Krans, Andrew Gould, says, what am I going to do with my TV if I get a gaming tablet? I'd rather play on a larger screen. Plug it in. Get plugged in, mate. Yeah, and Amorous89, which is Gary Lever, said, never. That is all.
All right, there we go. Simple, short, to the point. We did have a couple responses over at the lag forums. See, I believe Thuper responded, wow, good question. If I could still use my controller, it'd be tempting. But I need no latency. I'd love to be able to play some PC games without having to build a gaming PC, but I'd also want to be able to play my existing console games, so that's tough. Really, my main reason for using the Xbox is Xbox Live, and not having to, you know, upkeep a gaming PC. So, sounds like he's kind of on board with the whole tablet idea if it kind of gave him all the bells and whistles that he wanted. I guess kind of like what I was saying. Let's see, we did have a response over at the Play Vault as well. Rich, why don't you go ahead and read the Play Vault one?
Yeah, we had G.H. Rocker. He said, never, ever, ever. Bagman Assassin said, console all the way. And John Mar 5 says, iPads are good to play the odd game on when you're about to go to bed or you're just chilling on the couch while your girlfriend's watching The X Factor or some other shite. As for dedicated gaming time, Xbox or even the PC would win for me every single time.
Okay. And Mr. Matthew, I believe the Gate Forums had quite a few things to say about this.
They did indeed. And I will tell you all about it in just a moment.
That is perfectly sound segue for hold on just a minute. I like that. It's good, Chris. It's good.
You get a work call or something?
No.
Oh.
I'm waiting for you.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, David the Alien says, no, I would prefer to have them both separate. Marcanix says, yep. Separate for me too. I just won't be able to replace my Xbox, especially the friends and community side of Xbox Live. Dino says, no. I have no interest in the iPad or any other tablet device. I'm fairly sure their ability to run high-res games won't be changing my mind. Greggy says, not sure if the iPad specs, but I doubt very much whatever it is can outmuscle a 360. Spitfire Ian says, I agree with everyone above. Dana says, I don't want to sound like a crazy futurist, but we are destined to move beyond traditional interfaces and input devices. Now, Dana is a pretty, he's into game design. I believe he actually teaches game design. So he puts some thought into these things.
In Scotland.
In Scotland, yes. We have a whole generation of kids that think everything is an interactive tablet, so the future will not involve the joypad as we know it. Interactive TVs are coming. Voice recognition and gestural interface are maturing. Services are going to be streamed from off-site beefy servers, and processing power will no longer be needed to exist in plastic boxes stuffed into our entertainment units. At the moment, I love my Xbox and controller setup, but it's only a matter of time until our grandkids make us feel obsolete and confusing Christmas morning in the future. Beware Skynet. Yes, the machines are taking over. And then we get into some tomfoolery, which is what always happens. It's fine. Cybernaut says, once the crab people take over the Earth and ban all communication devices, playing marbles will be as cutting edge as future generations ever get to experience. There we go. And Dana replies, beware the crab people also. Yes, beware the crab people. I believe they're called Mirelurks.
Should I be worried about these?
Yes. They were possibly. They were quite deadly, as I recall, Mirelurks. Anyway, Greggy says, as an old man getting ever closer to 40 years of age, I shall fight those grandkids with every last breath. My life will not end up shouting commands
at a television set. That kids are our future, and if we act now, we can stop them.
Yes.
Homer Simpson.
Let's see. And then Dana makes fun of him for sounding like a grandpa. And Greggy says, well, to be honest, nobody else listens to me, so knowing my luck, the telly won't do it either. Yes, well said, Gate Forums. Always good for a laugh.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Emails. We had a couple. Yes, we did.
The first one is from Nick Notrus. And he says, hey guys, before I get to the meat of this email, I'd just like to thank you guys for the opportunity to win Forza 4. I've been after it for a while, and I look forward to joining some Gaming for the Elderly Forza events. But can you guys give me a shout-out, give a shout-out to Bongo for me? Can't wait to get the game. Bongo! There you go. anyway, I wanted to comment on Chinny's comments on Half-Life and Deus Ex. First of all, I thought both were all right games, but the problem I had with Half-Life were almost exactly the same as the problem Chinny had with Deus Ex, i.e. the voice acting, the two long sections, and the meh endings. That's weird. He adds like a weird dud copy of Half-Life, because obviously that one wasn't the one that I'm playing. I found it a struggle. I'm reading the email now. I found it a struggle to finish Half-Life. I just wanted to end about halfway through.
That's me!
I will just point for the record, I have only gotten halfway through Half-Life 2, and I can't be bothered to finish it.
You're all on crack. Right, so...
I liked it, Ginny.
Thanks, mate. I found it a struggle to finish Half-Life 2... I just wanted to end it about halfway through. With Deus Ex, although it was too long, I still had fun, and I actually wanted to finish it. Crack is a hell of a drug. That's it. Looking forward to the verbal abuse from Chinny. You're welcome. From your friendly neighborhood, Wookie Nick Notrus 15. You're on crack. Okay, our next email.
Nick is not on crack. Nick is hitting that right on the head. Half-Life 2, for as great as it was... And certainly it was a technological marvel at the time, and it was a great-looking game. Still is a good-looking game. But, man, that canal sequence with you on the stupid boat way too long. I don't care, Jin.
I've already played the game.
Too long.
Right. Okay, I'm going to end this argument now because this is stupid. All right, let's see. All right, I'll read out the next email while this is loading. But right now, as I'm talking, I am putting... the orange box into my Xbox, and when you load up a game save, it tells me how many hours right you play the game. And right. I have just done the section where you kill the helicopter on the hoverboat. So I'm at the end of the hoverboat, and I'll let you know how long in the game that took me, so you can shut your trap. Next email.
Then you have to get in a buggy.
Yeah, whatever.
Boats. Yeah.
Okay. Shut up. Right, so next email is from Mark Annex, or Mark Wright, as we know him. And he says, hi guys, sorry, can't spend too much time on the email. I have too many pictures to draw on the fantastic iOS and Android app, Draw Something. If you haven't got it, get it!
That thing has blown up so big on Twitter.
Yeah.
I got it last night.
Staying away from it.
It is really fun. It's good. Like, it's crazy.
Good. Damn it. That's going to make me get it. I'll be drawing crap early hours in the morning.
I'll play if somebody wants to buy me an iPad.
No, you can play it on an Android phone.
Don't you have an Android phone or an iPhone? Or
I do have an Android phone, but it's shit. So. Oh.
Well, I like seeing the creativity of some people. Like Dana was supposed to draw the word crust for me, so he drew a slice of pizza, and then used the eraser to make it look as though someone were eating the pizza and only the crust remained.
Nice.
That was really clever.
Just to explain, when you do your drawing, it actually plays it back to the other person as like a movie. Which is
really?
That's the cool thing about it.
Cool. So what do you have to do? Like I know nothing about it. So you have to.
So you get a word.
Ask somebody to draw something.
So you start, right? So you get a word. They give you three choices: easy, medium, hard.
Yeah.
And so you have to draw something that will make your friend guess the word. As quick as possible. And when they get it, they get to watch you draw, and they have, I think, 10 letters. They're given 10 letters, and they're told how many letters they need to make the word to kind of narrow them in as they go. And then they type in the word. I think it's unlimited guesses. You just have to do it quick.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's really simple, and it's really fun.
I'll be buying it later.
It's 99 cents.
Damn it.
Or there's a free version.
I'm down for it.
I'm school dugger on it. As I am on
also, everything. So on Half-Life 2, The Greatest Game Ever, I am 2 hours and 30 minutes in, and I just finished the hoverboat thing, so suck it.
2 hours of hoverboating?
No.
I'm kidding. All right, finish his email, damn it.
P.S. Can I have a shout-out, please? No.
No.
I would like to shout-out David the Alien, Mudder Trucker, Bag M Assassin, and John Mouse for the utterly fantastic, hilarious night on Gears of War 3 at the weekend. We did all 50 waves of Horde on Insane in one go. Thanks, smiley face. Nice. Thanks, Mark.
All right, question for next week, and yes, thank you for everybody for responding. Question for show 161 is, Mr. Matthew, you thought of this one.
Actually, I didn't. The question for next week is importing a character from a previous game save, a la Mass Effect series, good or bad for your role-playing game experience? This came from Cybernaut, actually. He thought of it, but I saw it on the forum, and I sent him a private message, said, hey, man, I'd like to use this as the question of the week, and he said, yeah, go ahead. So the question for next week, is it good or bad to import your character into your RPG? And yes, thievery, blatant plagiarism.
It's good. Speaking of plagiarism.
Speaking of plagiarism, we have to talk about play dates. There's not a whole lot going on. So people, get out there and get some play dates going. Saturday.
When are we going to do a Forza thing? I need a Forza championship or something.
Jill. we just finished the Forza Championship. Although, I believe there's an R2 class tournament going on either now or soon. So
all these things going on, Chris.
Check the forum. Yeah, but they're not on the calendar is what I'm saying.
Yeah, got to put them on the calendar, folks. Put your events on the calendar, and we will read them out.
I'm lazy. I can't go looking through. So anyway, what is on the calendar, Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern time, is a little F1 2011 mashup. And Sunday, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern time, is a 2011 Formula One Arcade Championship. So I guess...
I love how Formula One starts in real life, and then they start a tournament. It's great.
Yeah.
They always follow it while it's going on. It's great.
It's pretty clever. And the veteran gamers will be playing Assassin's Creed Revelation at 6 p.m. GMT on Sunday.
Sunday. Yes.
So have fun.
Remember, if you're in the UK, daylight saving time begins on the 25th of March, 2012, at 1 a.m.
It's going to be challenging. Happy birthday this week to Reaper Monkey, Raging PDM, Gibbon Fiddler, White Grongo. A lot of birthdays this week.
Yeah, good lord.
Spartan porn star Greg R.T. Henson, Kroz 8234, Pops, Delusion, Suspense 13, and Silent Severance. Happy birthday, everyone. And welcome. Welcome this week to the new members, Maverick F20, Big J McCormick, Parmozax, and PG Tips 77.
Nice one.
Yeah, Parmozax actually already sent me a friend request.
He's a former member who is returning.
Yes, yes. I at first was going to ignore him, but then I saw who he was friends with, and I figured there was some correlation, and thus accepted his friend request.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Mm-hmm. It happens. All right. We don't have any spotlight from Parsnip this week because he's lazy, so that means we're just going to talk about how you email the show, which, Mike, if you're going to email the show, where would you send that to?
OCpodcast@gmail.com.
Brilliant. And if you're going to tweet us, Rich, what would be the Twitter that you would send it to?
@OC_podcast.
Perfect. And, Mr. Matthew, if you were ever so inclined, as apparently nobody has been so far, to call our show and leave us a voicemail.
If you wanted to, you could call 626-506-2763 or 626-50-OC-POD. You could even open up your personal audio recording and just record an MP3 and email it to us. We'd play that too.
Yeah, yeah. We really will take all forms of communication, as seen earlier by the voice message on my phone that I played for everybody.
Yeah. Burps and fart noise is not accepted.
Send your pigeons
to
Greg.
So stop sending them, Rich.
What was you playing something out on the show before I came on?
Your messages.
Your message.
Oh, right, okay. That's where the Moki question came from, then.
Exactly.
Right. So you sent it to me.
iTunes and Zune reviews, of course, are welcome.
Please don't talk about Rich's messages on the iTunes and Zune reviews.
You can if you want.
You can talk about it on the Zune reviews because no one goes.
As long as you give us a 5-star.
As long as it's 5 stars. No one cares what it says as long as it's 5 stars.
I never have 5 stars related to my name.
The worst shit ever, 5 stars.
Speaking of the worst shit ever, Mike, shout-outs go.
Wow, you went there. John Mouse gets a shout-out from the Plyball Podcast. Maverick and Greasy Fish Loops also get a shout-out for having some funny banter on the Twitters. Thanks, guys. Nice. And Chris, I'm going to hand it over to you.
All right, I'm going to shout-out the Facebook fan of the week, David the Alien. I'm going to shout-out you clowns because we're here again. I'm going to shout out the Gamesmen for inviting me to guest on their show this week. It was good chatting with those fellas, especially since 3 of the 4 of us had finished Mass Effect 3 and we could actually talk about it. We weren't on silence orders.
I'll look forward to skipping that episode.
Well, we didn't talk about it until after the show. We did like a 10-minute spoiler fest after the show.
I'll just skip every episode anyway.
So fear not. That's good, Mike. It's good.
I downloaded it and skip it.
Well, see, if you didn't record 7 podcasts a week, you might be able to listen to a few.
Yeah.
And I'm going to shout out the lag community because Real Defoe and Sid Real Sunrise and Mad Hatter joined me in the Silver Challenge on Mass Effect 3 multiplayer this weekend, and we won. So that was nice.
Am I going to be missing out? Because I don't plan to play Mass Effect 3 soon, so am I going to be missing out by not playing all this multiplayer bollocks?
Well, you're going to miss it because people are going to stop playing it, but it's not.
It is fun.
It is fun, but it's not an integral part of the experience. You know, you'll still.
You don't have to play it. Yeah, you don't have to play it to play the single player.
But I'm missing out on fun.
Yes,
you are missing out on fun.
Okay.
And
that
means
just like me at school, to be honest.
Right. So I'm going to pass it out to Rich. Rich.
I'd like to shout out Gordon Freeman for driving a wedge between me and Mike. I'd also like to shout out Greasy Fish Lips as well, and also Knife Party. And who else? Oh, I've got to shout out Game. For
going under?
Well, for trying the hardest not to. Yeah, yeah. They're putting some good bargains out there. I think not as much as a game station, but I think that's why they're...
What bargains are they got?
Well, they're doing... It's quite deceiving. What you're getting... You know, when they
normally on the pre-owned shelves, they'd put ridiculous prices for stuff, something, say, like Halo 3.
Yeah.
Well, now they're being a bit more realistic about it. The lower-end stuff that's about 3 years old, they are actually sticking on the shelves for about £3.
Oh, well done.
So, yeah, I mean...
I've got a £30 gift card from GameStation I need to spend.
Well, that seems impractical to carry something around in your pocket that heavy.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Yeah. The till section was just full of blokes about my age going in and cashing in the points. I need to get rid of these as quick as possible.
What's that shit? But yeah, those like trigger things for the PlayStation. I'll buy them. Get rid of these fucking points.
I've got 5 game guides in my hands. Can you just take the points off of them?
It's like when that dot com company pays Bart and Lisa in stock. And they turn up and they've gotten on. So what should I spend my £30 gift card on? The GameStation.
Knowing how much you love driving simulation games, I'd get a steering wheel, Mike.
To get half of Mass Effect 3.
Greg?
Oh, they're not carrying it, are they?
Just to remind you, they're not selling Mass Effect 3. Which is why they're fucked.
Skylanders, £45.
No, that'd be silly. 30 quid.
Are they going to get Max Payne 3 in?
Yeah, they are.
Get that.
Yeah, you can pre-order it, but will they still
you
be
like
there when it comes
Star
out?
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, will they still be there in May? We'll see. I was thinking about getting SSX. Maybe I was going to get SSX or something.
You know what we should think about? We should think about who Greg was.
Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. Rich, are you done?
I'm
done. Game the last shout-out? Okay.
Done.
Hey, my shout-out is simple this week. I'm going to shout-out my son, Colin. He stood up for the first time on his own. So it was quite the moment.
Well done, Colin.
Yep.
And he likes laughing when his dad gets killed in Modern Warfare, which is good.
He does. All right, that's it, guys. That's the show.
That's the end.
Somehow I feel that...
You don't want to get up at 6 in the morning.
No.
You don't want to stay up till 11.
I'll stay up till 11.
No, well, start at 11. Stay up till 1, 2.
Well, it'll be a midnight show. It'll be an hour-long show then.
It'll be less than an hour.
See? Well, we have to.
It's because I love you.
It's because you're
sucks
tougher than us.
Sucks to be... Don't compliment me to try and win the argument.
Really?
Fuck the show. Let's play games.
Hang on.
Has anybody tried the multiplayer on Bioshock 2? And I know you can jump on me and ridicule me, but you know, if you like Team Fortress, I think that's a good game. It's comparable. It's got the old engineer thing and everything going off, isn't it?
It'd
be a good community game. If you've got enough people, it'd be a good community game.
Well, there's your problem.
There's your problem.
I know.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
Halo Wars.
Are we having a break then? Can I just...
No.
What do you need to do?
Nothing. Let's go for a wee-wee.
Well, if you got a piss, go take a piss, I mean.
Okay. Bye.
But yeah, I think we limit to one game. 2 minutes. That's the question. All right. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
We eat wine.
Here
and the crowd say, oh, collector.
Dan said if we ever need a guest on the show to shout him out. He's whoring himself again. All right.
It's all right.
Alright, go to bed, you scallywags.
I think I've got an ingrowing hair on my chin.
At least it's on your chin.
Yeah. my mate had one of them on the shaft of his knob.
That's enough.
I think that's where we end the show, really.
See you guys later.
Alright, guys, bye.
Good night.
if you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
People say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.